Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take a look at these standings in the NBA's Eastern Conference, and you see the Cleveland Cavaliers in first place. Record of 33-5. Stunningly good. They have a 5.5-game lead on the Boston Celtics. As if that's not enough, that you have an 8-game lead on the third-place team, the New York Knicks. And then the Orlando Magic, 11.5 games back. So the Cavaliers very comfortably in first place right now in the Eastern Conference. Still have the best record overall in the NBA. The Oklahoma City Thunder, a game behind, their 32-6. And the Cavs have the Thunder coming up.
Yeah.
But last night, the Cavaliers, not good in the second half against the Indiana Pacers. It's easy to say, and may I say accurate to say.
Okay.
You're going to have that from time to time.
Of course you are. It's the NBA.
You're going to have that from time to time. The Cavaliers were outscored 68-40 in the second half last night. 68-40. They were outscored 37-18 in the third quarter. Should you be concerned, Cav fans, about this game?
First time all season they didn't get to 100, right?
The answer is yes. You absolutely should not be concerned. And yes, that's the first time they didn't score 100 points.
Hmm.
You should not be concerned.
Okay. Why not?
But you should be aware. Okay. Right now, the Cavaliers, and I big, huge lead, right? 5.5-game lead. That's pretty good. They're the number one shooting team in the NBA, Andy, at 50% from the field. They're the number one three-point shooting team in the NBA at 40%. I'm hard-pressed to think that that's going to continue. Now, you might still be the best team because, you know, when it comes to percentages, but you just don't. You're not going to continue to shoot that way. I don't think. I know the offense is getting them really good looks and the way they're moving the ball and the spacing and everything else. They're getting good looks, and they're knocking them down. They're doing a really nice job. But you got to figure you're going to slide a little bit in your shooting because it's just outrageously good. And then the other factor is you've got a pretty challenging schedule coming up. You got a lot of teams in like the next 18 games that have winning records right now. And if you just, you know, take a quick glance, some of the teams that are coming up, you'll see, oh boy, that'll be a challenge. Minnesota's on there a couple of times. Philadelphia's on there. If, you know, if Embiid's back, that makes that one a challenge. You're playing Detroit, scrappy with JB.
Mm-hmm.
Boston coming up. You have Oklahoma City coming up. And so I would expect the Cavaliers to lose 3 or 4 games, maybe even more, coming up in this stretch. And that's okay. In fact, you could make the argument that maybe dealing with some of those losses and how to adjust and grow a little bit might even be good for them. But
just say in the next 18, they go 500, right? Which is what they haven't done all season.
Right, which would be a huge downfall for them, except for the fact that, okay, well, that's the NBA.
You're 42-14, even if you go 500 over your next 18 games.
Yeah, I can't imagine them continuing to play at the pace they're playing at right now.
No, I don't think anybody can.
They've had some, I think, some really, and this ultimately doesn't matter because you've played, 38 games and you're winning like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, the NBA would make up for some of this, and maybe last night's one of those. They've caught some teams at some really good times, but they've still plowed everybody. So it doesn't really matter to me because you're going to lose some of these, you would think, but they haven't. You know, like they just played Dallas. Well, the Dallas didn't have Luka nor Kyrie. Well, that's the good time to play Dallas. But that said, doesn't matter. You're still going to lose some of those, and the Cavs haven't. I would just be temper your disappointment, Cav fans, if the Cavs don't continue at the same pace they're on right now. Because it doesn't mean that they don't have the same opportunity to advance in the playoffs and do really well this year. I just don't think they'll continue to win at the pace they're winning at over the next 18, 20 games, something like that, Andy. And that's okay. I also don't think they'll continue to shoot the way they have been. I could be proven wrong on that one. But last night, just like, okay, well, there it was. There's that NBA game that jumped up and bit them. I wonder if, you know, they tinker a little bit with the roster. You know, we know that, you know, folks have told us they're still talking, they're still looking. Well, good, that's what they're supposed to do. And if you can trade some of your depth pieces and improve, you know, if you can improve one spot in your rotation big time by moving two guys who are in your rotation but not starting for you, okay, you probably do that. And so just stay tuned. But don't be stunned if they don't continue to play at the level they're playing at right now. But don't freak out about that either. I mean,
they're, even with a loss yesterday, they're playing at an 868 clip. Come on. I mean, kidding?
Oh, I know. They're playing great basketball. Man. They're playing great basketball. Eric is in Akron. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good.
Good.
Jeff, I guess this question's aimed at you. I'm curious as to why you don't seem to think the Cavs can continue this. So the most impressive thing to me about this season really doesn't come from the record. It's the fact that they're averaging like 30 minutes a start for starters. Half the time, the starters aren't even in the fourth quarter. If you remember back to last year, we were gassed in the playoffs and injured and whatever else. I keep hearing this rotating narrative. Oh, we're not as good as the Celtics. We're not as good as the Knicks. We're not as good as whoever. I think this is a
You haven't heard that from us, though.
That's true. I haven't heard that from you specifically, but
What I don't think they're going to do, Eric, is continue to win at the pace they're winning at right now. I think the schedule will catch up to them a little bit, and I think the grind of the NBA season, and they're shooting so well, I'd be hard-pressed to see that continuing. That said, I think they could still end up with the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, even with that. And then when you get into the playoffs, it's a different deal. And the points you made could help them big time in the playoffs.
And that's all I was trying to get at, is that they're rested this year. They don't have near the injuries. Heck, they sat Mitchell a couple nights ago just as a day off. Like, I think this Cavs team is much, much better than it was last year. And everybody's just dismissing it as a fluke, seemingly.
Oh, no, it's not a fluke. I agree with you. I thought the offense needed to improve, and Kenny Atkinson has improved the offense like crazy. My only point here, I don't expect them to go 33-5 in the next 68 games, or in the next 38 games. Maybe they do. I wouldn't expect it, but I also, if I'm a diehard Cavs fan, I'm not going to freak out about that, Eric. I wouldn't, because that's my point.
One loss to the Pacers doesn't mean much. I mean, it was ultimately a nobody team, and they just beat Oklahoma City, which was a huge win in the national spotlight.
And they play Indiana, Oklahoma City coming up.
Yeah. See what they do Thursday night, too.
No, my point is this. I just don't think they're going to go 33-5 in the next 38 games. And that's okay. I mean, you could still end up...
I'm good if they go 500 in the next 18 games.
Right. You could still end up winning the East by 4 or 5 games. And that'd be great. But they've played so well. I think it's unrealistic to think that they're going to continue at that kind of a pace, or to continue to shoot the ball the way they've shot the ball. But it's possible. I think the shooting's probably more possible than going 33-5 in the next 38 games.
Yeah, you know they're going to cool down. I mean, there are games you're like, I can't believe they just made that shot. How'd they do that? Wow, that guy was really wide open. Can't believe it wasn't covered. That's not going to happen all season.
But that's the offense. You know, the spacing and the offense has done some really good things for him. And that... the ball movement, they've done a really nice job with that.
They have, but teams figure teams out after a while, too. Right?
Yeah.
Now, if you have the talent to overcome their talent, then it won't make a difference. But if you can schematically beat a team, then it might cause problems. Teams will learn some stuff about us along the way, and it's going to hurt us at some point. But I mean, your winning percentage is .868. You've lost, what, two games at home and three on the road. Come on now.
Come on now?
Come on.
Is that what you just said?
Yes. This is a damn good team.
Stay
healthy, my brothers. Stay healthy.
That's the point here. Just, you can't get to the playoffs soon enough. Because I don't think they have anything else to accomplish in the regular season, and you're not even halfway through it, Andy. See, that's tough for me. It's like, keep it fine-tuned, keep it moving, and see what you get. Because they just played great basketball. I wonder how open the front office is going to be to tinkering with things.
I wouldn't.
I'd be hard-pressed to.
I wouldn't tinker with too much. You know, obviously you feel like you want to bring in a wing guy. I think everyone's been talking about that for months. And if you need to deviate some of the guys that you're not really seeing a whole lot of playing time, then to trade them, okay, knock it out. Knock it out. Get it done. I don't know how you can't. I trust the front office right now. Don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
yeah, they put together a good team.
Let these guys do what they need to do. They do their job. We sit back. We watch this team have fun and enjoy the fact that we are watching drama-free basketball, because that's what it is. And it is a delight to not have to sit here every day and worry about, ooh, which guy's leaving next year? And, ooh, can they trade? Oh, this guy's not happy. Ooh. So tired of that. Like, if this team
was a little Barney Rubble sound.
Yeah, there's a little Barney in there.
That was a little
if
Barney.
If this team could pull off a championship this year, it would be so sweet. So sweet.
Jamel White, former Browns running back, joining us next on Baskin and Phelps, and we'll ask Jamel about the running backs looking good in the first round of the playoffs. Is it a sign of something the Browns need to work on in the offseason? I say yes. We'll hear what Jamel says coming up.